Okay, so Eddie and I had to stage a fight right there in the middle of the watermelon patch. What I'd had in mind was a 30-second burst of fighting, then a parting of the ways. That's not the way it turned out. Eddie got hold of me and started gnawing on my ears, and fellas, I thought I'd never get rid of him. Around and around we went, through the vines, through the broken watermelons, through the dirt, growling, barking, snapping, snarling, biting, clawing. Hey, Eddie, that's enough. You can quit now, Eddie. That's fine, just right, nice job. You can leave now. Eddie, will you stop chewing on my ears? Get off my neck. Well, I told him to make the fight convincing, and he darn sure did. At last, I shook him loose. He escaped into the darkness. Slim had come out of his camp and had joined me. He was holding a flashlight in one hand and his shotgun in the other. Oh yes, and Drover had managed to pry himself out of bed and was hiding behind Slim's legs. Well, the moment of truth had arrived, so to speak. I looked up into Slim's eyes. He looked down into mine. I gave him slow, questioning wags on the tail section and squeezed up my most sincere cowdog smile. We had been through a lot, Slim and I could only hope that he wouldn't leap to any wild conclusions or believe whatever hateful rumors he might have. He smiled. Yes, he smiled. Oh, happy day! I almost fainted with relief. Then he reached down and patted me on the back. Nice work, Hanky. Good thing you was on the job, pup, because I sure fell asleep and didn't hear a thing till you jumped that coon. Right. And whipped him and ran him off. He shined his flashlight around the patch and shook his head. Boy, them coons can sure tear up a watermelon patch. There must have been 5 or 6 of them. Oh, yes, at least 5 or 6. Or 10 or 15. A whole army of watermelon-crazed raccoons. Tell you what let's do. To avoid any embarrassment to the hired help, let's load up these busted melons and pitch them in a ravine. Sally Mae don't need to know that somebody was sleeping on the job. Good point. And then we'll make double sure them coons don't come back. And tomorrow at first light, we'll pick these ripe melons and go to town with them. What do you say, Pooch? He gave me a secret wink, and I sealed our pact of silence with broad wags of the tail, assuring him that I would never blab it around that he had allowed this awful thing to happen.